Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast, where we help you plan vacations in 30 minutes or less. All magic comes with a price, so make sure you get notified of all the ticket sales. Sign up for our newsletter at disneylandwithkids.info to get deals, tips, and more to your inbox. On this episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast, we are giving you a first look and preview of Disney Genie, Disney Genie Plus, and Lightning Lane. I'm Leslie from Trips with Tykes.
And I'm Julie from Mom Rewritten.
Hi there, Julie. So since Disneyland reopened, we've all been wondering whether FastPass and MaxPass would make a return to the parks. For folks who aren't familiar with those terms, those were Disneyland's ways to cut the line for rides. Guests using them rode attractions by going through shorter queues and skipping the regular standby lines. And now the official word is here. FastPass and MaxPass are gone for good at Disneyland. And a few weeks ago, we finally learned more about the services that are about to replace them. Disney announced something called Disney Genie and then some related offerings. Disney Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, and Individual Attraction Selection. And today we'll be talking just about Disneyland, of course, but it's important to note that these are all coming to Walt Disney World too. So Julie, I just threw a lot of terminology at you. It's really, really confusing, lots of new things to learn, and we're going to walk through each of those terms and those systems one by one. But before we get into the weeds, what do we know so far about when all of these offerings are going to be coming to Disneyland?
Well, before I mention that, I do want to say that just for casual guests that don't go to Disneyland very often, this is going to be different. It's going to be confusing. FastPass has been around for a long time. MaxPass has been around long enough for people to know what it is. But all these new names, they're confusing enough for the two of us. And we are, you know, Disney experts. So Disney hasn't really announced when it's coming, except to say that it'll be coming in fall of 2021. So no specific date's been given yet, but we could kind of hear it anytime.
Yeah, that's right. This is something you really do need to watch for if you're going during Halloween time, and especially if you're going for a trip during the Disneyland holidays. These offerings really could come out at any time and probably with very little notice. That's kind of how things are going at Disneyland right now. Things are coming fast and furious, and these could really change a lot about how you strategize when it comes to crowds and lines. And of course, it can really affect your budget too, and we'll be talking about that. So bracket that for now. So Julie, let's start with the most basic, and that's Disney Genie. What do we know about regular, plain, run-of-the-mill Disney Genie?
Well, Disney Genie is completely free for all guests to use. It's built into the Disneyland app, so you should definitely have that uploaded to your smartphone. Get familiar with using it before your trip. Disney Genie is, however, not a way to cut the line for rides, though. So let's break that down. Disney explains Disney Genie like this. Disney Genie service will maximize your park time so you can have more fun. It includes a personalized itinerary feature that will quickly and seamlessly map out an entire day, from specific attractions, foodie experiences, and entertainment, to general interests like Disney princesses, villains, Pixar, Star Wars, thrill rides, and more. Just tell Disney Genie what you want to do, and it will do the planning for you.
All right, so I think it's fair to say that we don't really know a lot about the specifics of how Disney Genie will work. We certainly have a good overview from the Disney marketing materials, but the devil is always in the details, and we really have to see this to believe it, because It's a brand new offering. I mean, this is something that is not building upon previous systems of old, and we're going to be seeing a lot new in the Disneyland app. But it sounds, generally speaking, like a touring plan that you can kind of change on the fly because it's informed by Disney data as it goes. I mean, it's getting those wait times. It's giving you pop-ups and information about how you want to change your touring plan for the day. But really, I think we have to wait and see. Is that fair, Julie?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, Disney's able now to kind of manipulate their crowd levels. So in a way, they could probably manipulate where people can go by creating these touring plans, which is clever. In theory, we have to see how it actually works.
That's right. I mean, certainly Disney has tons of data, and if it's used for good, which is helping us stand in line less, and I mean, that's their goal, because when we're in line, we're not spending money on other things. So then it really can optimize your day. But I think we're all reserving judgment and are excited to try something new. I mean, this is something we've had to use through third-party sources before, but now Disney has the big data and they can really apply it. So I'm excited to give this a go, and I'm certainly excited because it's free and everybody likes free. Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to Disney Genie Plus. Now, this is the closest thing to FastPass and MaxPass of old. This is the core cut the line, or at least shorter line service. So Julie, give us a brief overview. What exactly is Disney Genie Plus going to be?
So of course, FastPass was free with your regular ticket, but Disney Genie Plus is more like MaxPass, because to use it, guests must pay $20 per day at Disneyland, and then they can book return times to a lot of popular rides so that they wait in line less. This is very much like MaxPass was. Everyone who upgrades to Disney Genie Plus and uses the plan will access rides through the Lightning Lane, which is the old FastPass line. Disneyland has announced that there will be at least 15 attractions on Disney Genie Plus. However, this is important to note, not every ride that used to have FastPass will be available on Disney Genie Plus. So it's definitely adding a little bit to the confusion.
All right, so lots of new information there. We'll be heading back to some of that in a minute, but you mentioned the term Lightning Lane, and that is the new term that people need to be aware of. That really is just the FastPass mm-hmm. lane. We've got a new term that we've got to get used to in the vocabulary. I think we're all probably going to be using the term FastPass for a long time because we're so used to that. But definitely, if you've used FastPass, and specifically if you've used MaxPass, it sure seems that Disney Genie Plus is going to look and feel fairly similar. And that's comforting that it's not all going to be brand new for many of us. We definitely have an advantage at Disneyland because we've had MaxPass for a while, and the folks at Disney World who are doing this will be doing this for the first time. So definitely going to be paying attention to that other Disney coast as this rolls out. But for Disneyland, you know, if you've been in the last, say, 4 years, because MaxPass has been around since 2017, then you have a leg up on a lot of other Disney guests, which is great. So, Julie, any other features we should know about Disney Genie Plus?
Well, we know why they had to change the name from FastPass, because FastPass was free and this new Lightning Lane is not. So with the Disney Genie Plus, you can buy it for every day of your trip, or you can just purchase it for a single day. And it also includes PhotoPass, just like MaxPass did.
That's great that it includes PhotoPass, because it's great to get those memories. And it's nice to, when you're paying extra, you get a little bonus for that as well. And you mentioned you can buy it for every day or just for a single day. So that's something to note for people who are budget conscious. You could conceivably have a trip, a multi-day trip, where you buy it for one day and you really maximize it and get to ride a lot of rides, and then sort of go easier on the other days and don't pay for it. So that does give people some budget flexibility. This was the same with MaxPass. You know, you could buy MaxPass with your ticket and it would be included on every day, or you could just buy it the same day a la carte. So that's how Genie Plus is going to operate. Now, Julie, you mentioned a minute ago, and I said we'd get back to this, and here we are, that there are a few attractions that won't be part of Disney Genie Plus. Now, these were rides that had FastPass lanes, and now they will have Lightning Lanes, but they will not have Lightning Lanes that you can access by purchasing Disney Genie Plus. So to access these Lightning Lanes, you actually are going to have to pay a separate fee. And Disneyland doesn't have a great name for this product. And this is, again, adding to the confusion that we're talking about. They've referred to it so far as individual attraction selection. And I've heard a lot of folks using the terms paid lightning lane or lightning lane a la carte selections. So the bottom line is we don't know what to call it, but what do we know about how it works?
Okay, so individual attraction selection. Yeah, that's quite a mouthful. It will be an upgrade to the Disney Genie Plus program. Guests will pay extra per attraction to access Lightning Lane. And this fee is still to be determined, but the guess is somewhere between $10 to $25 per person per attraction. And guests can choose up to two per day. And it's also noteworthy that this individual attraction selection can be bought without buying the Disney Genie Plus.
All right. So let's just do a little bit of math on the fly, Julie, here. Sorry for surprising you with that.
So we don't know,
we don't know the fee for this individual paid Lightning Lane, but we're thinking, you know, 10 to 25, like you said. And let's just start with a family of four. Let's say it's 25, like somebody's going during maybe a busy time, because the price for this does fluctuate. So we can expect that, you know, Christmas Day, it's going to cost more probably than, you know, a Tuesday in February. So $25 per person. Let's say a family of four buys two attractions. That's $200 right there for the day. And let's say they buy Genie Plus on top of that. That's another $80. So all of these offerings, if you're really wanting to blow it out and use them all so that you're not waiting in line, this can add up really quickly. Is that fair?
Yeah, I agree. It's something that people are going to have to either budget for or they're going to have to pass on it.
Yeah, that's right. And I guess sort of the middle ground is that we can strategize for it, right? We can, we're excited about trying all of this out and seeing where you kind of get the most bang for your buck. And, you know, maybe if your kids are really obsessed with one ride, it might be worth it to you to pay $100 for your family of four to ride that one ride and then, you know, not pay for anything else during the trip. This is something that is going to be exciting to watch and wait, but it's also going to be a little bit painful as we crunch the numbers and figure out reasonably what we all want to pay for. So,
well, you know, we like to work the hack and we want to know how the process works. And until we know how the process works, we don't know how to work it yet. So once we can kind of get in there and see how it works, we'll be better off knowing how to work it. And I'm looking forward to doing that for sure.
That's right. So, Julie, do we have any sense of what attractions will be available only as this paid Lightning Lane?
We can guess Rise of the Resistance and Radiator Springs Racers for sure, because Disney has mentioned those in materials so far. There is a lot of speculation that Web Slingers will be the other ride in Disney California Adventure for now, and Space Mountain could be the other choice in Disneyland. And of course, Disneyland can always change them out or have more than two attractions per park. I mean, looking right now at holiday time or Halloween time, Haunted Mansion Holiday is always a popular attraction this time of year. So it could be something like that they throw it in as a paid Lightning Lane.
That's right. This is definitely a moving target. I mean, I do anticipate this will certainly change over time. So when a new attraction is open, say, for example, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway that we know is coming down the pike, you know, Disney is going to want to put an attraction like that on the paid Lightning Lane. So, you know, we'll just have to watch and wait, and the strategy will change because these rides probably will change. And again, like we said, we don't know. Is it only going to be two attractions in each park? We hope so, and we think so, but there might be reasons that that's not the case. So stay tuned. All right. So we've gotten through all of the new stuff, the Genie Plus, the Lightning Lane, the individual attraction selection. Let's go back to how this affects some of the old stuff. There are currently two rides at Disneyland that have virtual queues. Those are Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance, and then Web Slingers. So what happens to virtual queues in this new Disney Genie ecosystem?
Virtual queues are still being offered as always with the same rules instead of standby lines for those rides. And these rides will also likely be available through a paid Lightning Lane in addition to having a virtual queue. But this could change. Walt Disney World has already gotten rid of its virtual queue for Rise of the Resistance. So definitely stay tuned.
Yeah, that's right. And we've seen at least recently this fall, that some of these virtual queues are not selling out or running out instantaneously every day. Web Slingers especially, that's often been sometimes available on low crowd days in the afternoons. So that might not necessarily stay on a virtual queue forever. I mean, we just don't know. So, but right now, at least the official word so far that we have as we're going into the release of Disney Genie and Genie Plus is that virtual queues will still be around, one for each park, and the same rules will apply, the 7 a.m. and the noon drop time. So go listen to our episode on virtual queues to make sure that you're up on the details for that. But do be prepared and do watch the news for that potentially changing. All right, Julie. So we've gotten through the essentials and, you know, of course, Disney Genie isn't out yet. It should be here very soon, but we're having to go so far, you know, make our decisions and make our calls here from the information that Disney has released. And of course, we're relying on our experience with MaxPass over the years, which we know is similar. But there are a lot of missing pieces to the puzzle still in my mind. There are things that we still need to know before you and I can recommend these offerings to fellow guests. And there are things that we still need to know in order to best maximize these systems. So let's just talk for a minute. What's the information that you are still missing that will help you in evaluating everything that is Disney Genie?
Well, I really want to know what the prices are going to be for the paid Lightning Lane. For the casual guest who visits often, this might not be something they're willing to pay for. I'm not sure if I would be willing to pay for it yet because I go frequently. But for those on a once-in-a-lifetime trip, that additional cost to guarantee a fast return in line on those attractions, it really might be worth the upcharge.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, this is something we've heard a lot when Rise of the Resistance came out, especially because you have somebody who's a Star Wars super fan and they're coming for that once in a lifetime trip. And if they don't luck out on the virtual queue, they are shut out of that ride. And that can really lead to a lot of disappointment. So for those guests having this paid Lightning Lane, I mean, this really could be a great trip saver for them. But of course, you do have to budget for it. And what the price will be, you know, will affect different guests differently.
Yeah. And bottom line, Disney wants you to leave happy. They don't want you to be disappointed in that you didn't get to ride the ride you wanted to go on, but they need to make it work for all the guests. So offering this opportunity to pay, it could work for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's right. So I have a lot of questions myself, and what I really want to know is whether Disney Genie Plus is going to apply the same rules as MaxPass. That to me is essential in knowing whether Disney Genie Plus has value. And specifically, I mean this, MaxPass would let you book a new return window for your next ride no more than 90 minutes later. So if you came in the morning, you know, you rode a few rides, you went in to book a popular return time for a popular ride, say that return time was 6 hours later, right? It would let you then make your next booking no more than 90 minutes later. You didn't have to wait those 6 hours to be eligible for another ride booking. So I want to know, is Disney Genie Plus going to apply that same rule? And, you know, you could do a lot of rides working that old MaxPass system. And will Disney Genie Plus be as generous? If Genie Plus has a different timeline or a different rule about you can only hold, you know, one at a time, and that really means one at a time, not this 90-minute loophole, then, you know, it won't be as good. I mean, I'm hopeful that it's going to be at least close to as good, but we really have to have that information and those specifics, right?
Yeah, especially with the complete elimination of the free FastPass system. In essence, everybody who's using that Lightning Lane is paying for it. So I think that, I mean, I'm hopeful as you are that they'll have that kind of 90 minutes or less, that would be even better, that you can book another return window and not have to wait until you use that. And that is a loophole that a lot of people really didn't know about. And as I said before, being able to hack that system and understand the system is something that casual park visitors aren't going to know about, but it's kind of our job to figure it out and let everybody know about it. And I'm excited to figure it out.
So let's talk a little bit about the specifics. We'll be getting more, of course, when Disneyland releases it and we all get to try it in action. But when can people purchase things like individual Lightning Lane and Genie Plus? Can they do it in advance? Is this going to be something that they're pre-planning many days in advance like they are with dining reservations?
So just like the Max Pass of old, once you scan into the park for the day, you can immediately make that first Lightning Lane booking on the Disney Genie Plus app.
All right. And that's right. And that's when you can also buy the individual a la carte Lightning Lane bookings as well. It's once you scan into the park, so early bird gets the worm. But that is kind of nice though, because you're not having to pre-plan a ton in advance. I mean, I know one reason we've always loved Disneyland over Disney World is not having to plan every second of your vacation weeks or months in advance. So that will continue, but it does mean a little bit of work on the fly, and it does mean you're going to be on your phone if you're using these systems. So definitely be sure you have your battery, your fuel rod, or whatever one that you use, because you're going to be draining that smartphone, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's why I said too, make sure you have that Disneyland app on your phone and practice at home. You can always go on and just play around with it, see how the system works. And once the Genie Plus is on there, you know, look at it and see how the functionality is on it so that you're familiar with it when you are on vacation.
That's right. That's right. And one other thing we should mention, Julie, folks who have Magic Keys, this is the new annual pass program for Disneyland. There is currently no way to add Disney Genie Plus or add any of these things that are paid at least onto your annual pass. And I know that is going to be disappointing because MaxPass was included in some of the old annual passes or could be purchased for an additional fee. So as someone who is a Magic Key holder, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I find it interesting that they haven't offered that yet. And it could be that, you know, in the future that they offer it to Magic Key holders at a discount or something like that. But I kind of think that they probably aren't because they kind of want everybody to get into that system of paying extra for the things that they want to do. And a lot of Magic Key holders don't even go for all those rides. They're going just for ambiance. A lot of people are doing that when they are annual pass holders. They're not, you know, hardcore into going on all of the rides. They're not like us, Leslie.
That's right. No, I think the people who really do want to ride the rides are the people taking those once in a lifetime or once a year vacations. A lot of out of towners who are less likely to be Magic Key holders. So Disney's trying to kind of separate the groups and maybe alleviate some of the complaints that have happened over the years about annual pass holders kind of overwhelming the parks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, of course, we have the reservation system as well that affects that as well. So it's really going to be a lot of changes to see in action, and lots of changes could come to this after we see it released. So goodness, it's a lot to take in, but if you've been hanging in there with us for all this new terminology and are willing and excited to learn, there is lots to learn. So as always, be sure to join the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group. Follow there for the most updated information. We're expecting a lot of news about Genie and Genie Plus and Lightning Lane in the coming days and weeks. And we, you and I, Julie, and then our fellow co-founders, Becca and Jessica, we'll all be trying Genie Plus and Lightning Lane out ourselves as soon as we are able to visit once it is released. And that date is TBD. So we're watching. We're refreshing the Disney Parks blog. So before we wrap this chat up about Disney Genie, let's answer our traditional would you rather question. Julie, would you rather pay for Disney Genie Plus and cut back on other extras on your Disneyland vacation, like a character meal or a nicer hotel? Or would you rather skip Genie Plus and have the money for those other upgrades?
Oh, that's a hard one, but I really don't like waiting in lines, and my husband likes waiting in lines even less than I do. So I have a feeling that Disney Genie Plus is going to be worth that extra cost. I know we talked about just the benefits of it, but just being able to move quickly through the park, you're going to be able to cover a lot more ground. You're going to be able to do a lot more things if you just pay for it. And I have a feeling that at the beginning, not a lot of people are going to know about it like they did with the Fast Pass. I think their cast members are going to be turning a lot of people back and saying, no, you have to pay for that now, which is going to be, I mean, it is going to be confusing. So I think the sooner you can use it, the more beneficial it's going to be. So I think I'm going to be all in, just like I was for Max Pass. I'll probably be all in with my family for the Disney Genie Plus and just have to budget for it.
I'm with you, Julie. We are definitely in agreement. I always purchase Max Pass, assuming that Disney Genie Plus is at least, you know, a fraction of the benefit of Fast Pass. I think I'll be purchasing it as well. I'm not sure I'll be purchasing too many Lightning Lanes. I mean, I can see doing it kind of once in a blue moon, but I don't think, you know, my family does visit often enough that it's not a once in a lifetime. And, you know, we're willing to pay $100 for one ride for our family of four, but Genie Plus for sure, because I do like moving through a lot of attractions in a single day. And those other upgrades just don't have the same ROI for me. I'm a ride junkie. I like the rides. So, and I like hacking a system. I mean, I think for anybody who likes finding little loopholes and, like, you know, getting their money's worth and they might like this system and they love MaxPass. So definitely excited to give it a try, and, you know, never excited about things costing more or sort of the unbundling of pricing, and sad about free FastPass going away. But there's potential here, and we're going to be helping folks unlock that as well as unlock the free things, Disney Genie, because that's another thing that we didn't talk a lot about, but we're going to be learning a lot more about.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about how that is going to work. And I apologies in advance for the confusion on the names, Disney Genie, the free system, Disney Genie Plus, the paid system.
That's right. We're going to get it wrong so many times on this podcast. Tongue twisters. That's right. All right. Well, that's it for us today. And we thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Leslie and Julie discussing Disney Genie, Disney Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, and individual attraction selection, all coming soon to the Disneyland Resort. We'd love to hear more from you. So be sure to stop by the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group, and we'll see you real soon.